Hello, and before we get into this episode, I would like to take a moment and talk about, I guess, the state of America mostly at the moment. And I guess, yeah, I guess that tells you I'm in America, whatever, that's not about me. I would like to take a moment to acknowledge this and say that I think this is a time for change. And I think there's a sort of ignorance that's existed in the world that needs to be brought up and acknowledged and addressed. And I think we've been trying to do that. And I think now is our chance to make more progress than ever. And wow, this is sounding super political. This is so weird. I've never heard myself talk like this. But I think it's important to talk about. And please reach out to whoever you can. Talk about it. It's important to acknowledge and understand other people's opinion and sometimes help them understand, be more aware. You know, it's good. I think discussion is very important. I think that's what, you know, the freedom of speech really is for. And, you know, like a lot of people have been doing is protest. So, yeah. I think that's what I have to say about this. And I think what's been happening is pretty terrible, though. Like, there's definitely a serious situation that needs to be addressed, systemic situation that needs to be addressed. And I think now's the time. Okay, thank you, and please enjoy the rest of this episode. Well, I guess I'm gonna stop promising times or days that I'm gonna release podcasts. This is going very poorly, but I'll get into that in this episode. So thanks for joining us. Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of At Home Alone with Vinamra Kumar. Yes, that's right. I have revealed my name. If it was such a secret. Yeah, I know. I feel like my podcasting process has been going pretty poorly. So I'm gonna try and be a bit more organized about it. And it's just 'cause like I've been going through a lot in my life. Like I'm taking 4 summer classes and they're all relatively rigorous courses. And I'd like just started. So just like getting into the rhythm of that, and just like I had just finished school and like, you know, had a week off or whatever. So I'm just getting into the rhythm of things now. So it's getting better. But so that's why I was able to make some free time to record this episode 3. Dude, I've had way too many listeners. I do not know who is listening. This is insane because I speak. And it goes out into the universe, and it's crazy because I've been thinking, if I want to get feedback, I feel like an Instagram account isn't the proper social media, considering this is a very audio format, and I don't even know if or when I'll make it video, if it even ever gets there. But currently it's just all audio. So I was thinking of Twitter. I feel like that'd be a relatively good format because, you know, I can still DM with people if people want to talk or reach out or whatever. And I think that could still work. And it wouldn't, I think it would be a little bit more appropriate to this format, I guess. And yeah, in other news, if you've been following the podcast, I found my lav mic. It was in a Ziploc that was in my backpack from college, and I just happened upon it. And it was wonderful. I was ecstatic. And then now 2 weeks later, I'm finally using it. So, interesting, interesting. Let's see what else. Oh, so I've been, even though I haven't been podcasting, I have been, I promise you, I have been taking rigorous notes, Like, I've been writing down a lot of interesting topics that I think I could talk about. So I'm just trying to pull that up with me right now. Hold on a second. It's this. And here we go. Topics. Okay. So, I don't know. I don't really know what I can things nobody has ever said before. No. Favorite. Oh, okay. So one of my things is, so you know when you're like, I don't know, man. I don't know how this podcast is gonna work. I think I'm just gonna keep coming up with random topics and keep talking about it. Maybe one day I'll get somebody on it. We'll see how it goes. I'll keep you all updated on my life though. So, you know when you're just like, okay, yeah. So yeah, that's how this podcast is gonna go. I'm gonna just keep jotting down notes of some stuff and telling some stories, I guess, that I remember. So let me tell you about how water break. Let me tell you about how I got into podcasting. If you've been following the story, I think I mentioned this literally like 2 seconds ago, but I'm not entirely sure. I might cut this out, we'll see. But as I mentioned earlier, or as I may have mentioned, I have, or if you've been following this podcast, I have been interested in podcasts since even before the first episode of this podcast, which was probably just about a year ago, maybe a bit over a year ago, maybe a bit under a year ago, something very close to a year ago. Even before that, you know, probably even a couple years before that, I've been following some podcasts, and you know, my tastes have changed here and there, but in general, it's been, well, most of the, you know, I've gone from, you know, interview podcasts to story podcasts, et cetera, to pop culture podcasts, to news podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, sorry, excuse me. So, after listening to all these podcasts, when I finally decided, I was like, you know what, I think I should really create my own podcast. So the very first one I wanted to do, and I mentioned this in the first episode, was about how I wanted to start a podcast with my college. And I go to, don't think I'm gonna mention it actually. And I wanted to do a podcast with my college, and it was about how, you know, getting into college was, how life as a freshman was. You know, I could maybe talk to some professors who were doing interesting things, or talk to coaches or good players on, you know, whatever teams. And, you know, I could kind of basically like a radio show for the college itself. And I think that's a pretty good idea, and I think a lot of colleges do that. I don't know. I think there are also quite a bit that don't like anymore. I think it's kind of like fallen out of tradition or something, maybe. But, so I wanted to do that, but then I was like, you know, that didn't happen, that didn't work out. I didn't end up talking to any professor. I don't know, it just didn't feel really appropriate. Maybe I should have done it, whatever. But what I did end up doing was freshman year. So I told these like ideas to my friend. We're gonna call him Mark. I don't know anyone named Mark, so I think that's the perfect name. But so I talked to Mark. And I told him about, you know, my ideas for doing a podcast about, you know, I wanted to talk sports. He was interested in sports. You know, I wanted to talk to science, and he was like into science, like he's an engineering major as well, and he was into science as well. So he was like, you know, yeah, like he knows there's some dope research being done at universities, or at the university level. And so, you know, he was interested in that as well. So he was like, yeah, this dude, that's a terrific idea. Sorry, I just cracked my knuckle. Maybe that was a little bit too loud. We're gonna keep going. He was like, yeah, dude, that's a terrific idea. So I thought, so how, you know, we talked one day, you know, we probably had a brainstorm session that we probably recorded, and I have these recordings, and that's, I think that's just crazy, because when I look back at my life in like 20, 30 years, I'll be listening to stories I was saying, or like to stuff I was saying when I was like literally 18 years old. Just barely 18 years old. Like, I think that's crazy. Like, sure, I could have recorded it, but I think audio creates a different format where you're able to picture the experience on your own, but you're guided with the audio, you know, like some meditation apps do. But back to the story. So we probably had some sort of brainstorm session or whatever, and then we did end up recording a few episodes, but the whole concept behind the podcast, let me tell you guys this. This is the good stuff. This is the funny stuff, maybe. So we lived in a dorm at the university, right? And the dorm itself is like three stories. It's got like three wings. So it's like, imagine like it's like a square, but like 3D. And it's so the front three, so the front one and the two side ones are the ones where there are residents, and then the back one is just a wall. And it's a very small wall. It's like maybe a 5, maybe 5.5 foot wall. And there's one gate on that wall. And like, since it's so, anyone can jump over that wall. And then in the backyard, in the backyard, there are like bike racks. So people, residents can put their bikes there, so we live there. And we decided, well, one day what happened was, this was around, I think, 3 or 4 a.m., maybe 5 a.m. ish, on a Friday. I think it was a Friday night. I think it was a Friday night. It was either Friday night or a Thursday night. So it happened on a Friday or Thursday night. And I think it may have been a Friday night. I'm pretty sure it was a Friday. I don't know why I'm so hung up on that. But regardless, so it happened on a Friday night and around 5 a.m. ish. And I know this because my friend, he woke up, he observed this from his room window. He observed this happen. He observed people steal the bikes. He watched them with like bolt cutters go with the locks and then just take the bikes. And then he did nothing. He did absolutely nothing. He watched them. He may have mentioned it to his roommate, then he passed out again. And I find that absolutely hilarious. It's insane. But regardless, so he told us this story, and we went outside and we checked because one of my friends had also mentioned like his bike was messed with. And so we went outside and checked, and it was literally true. Like it had happened. And we saw there were some bikes that were, like scratched and all that from all these bolt cutters or whatever, and from or being attempted to be stolen. And then there were all these locks on the ground. And so we were like, bro, this is not allowed. This is not appropriate. You can't just steal people's bikes for no reason. Like, that's theft. And you couldn't even report it to the cops because there's absolutely no cameras in that dorm, or in most of the dorms for that matter. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. But so there's nothing to be done. And the people def who stole the bikes definitely knew that there were no cameras there. Like they were probably previous residents or whatever. Or like friends of residents or something like that. And so, they would have been able to scope out the place and or whatever. I don't know. This is just me like speculating. Don't worry about it. Allegedly, all that stuff was allegedly. Just in case. And so, regardless of who they were or not, the idea was that, we like you can't just come around stealing our bikes, basically. So we decided that we would, after tossing a few ideas around, for maybe a week or two, we decided that we would call it something similar to the Bike Thieves podcast. And so we would stake out from the library. So the second floor, so on the second floor there was a like a library room. And like one of the ro two of the rooms looked out onto the backyard. And that was like the perfect setting. So on like weekend nights, so from like Thursday night to Saturday night, we would go up. So by sundown, we would be in one of the library rooms that looked out over the backyard and over the bikes. And we'd be in one of those rooms by sundown. And, we'd be doing homework or whatever. And then once midnight hit, we might talk about starting up or talking about the podcast because, we were going to be up till sun up anyways. So we might as well start talking at some point. And then, because most homework assignments were due at midnight, so after midnight, everybody had to be free because, regard at the least, or like at the, yeah, at the least you had another 24 hours to do it. So give a couple hours to hanging out. So that's an interesting concept. I'm gonna listen back to this later, and this is gonna be pretty interesting concept. So it was something like that. And then, so by like 1 or 2 a.m. we'd start up a podcast and talk about whatever, sports, some topics, friendship, et cetera, et cetera. These are all like very personal, and I don't think these will ever be released, and they should not be released. I just don't think it would be appropriate. And so we would talk about these things, and like we recorded them, and I just recorded them in my like voice notes. And I had no idea how to publish or anything. I was like, oh yeah, I have Adobe through my college email, so I can edit it in like Audacity or whatever. Dude, I don't know how that works. I barely figured out Premiere after trying to fiddle with it for like 3 months. But that was fun. I really enjoyed doing that though. So that's why I feel like I'm relatively artistic. Sorry, not the, don't worry, sorry about the humble bag. But moving on. Sorry, I'm gonna take a water break here in this awkward moment. Yeah, moving on. So we decided we'd start up a stakeout. We were there starting a podcast. We talked about personal things, shouldn't be released. What's next? But yeah, so yeah, that's the story of how like I started my first podcast. And we did this for like quite a few weeks. Like, maybe 1 week one friend was out of town or something like that, so we wouldn't do it that weekend or something. Or like one of us would do it alone, or we'd like tag someone else in. So we'd switch it around, but we were able to do it, and it was very fun. And I think that was my first, that was my first like audio experience, I guess. That's the weirdest way to put it. But I really enjoyed that. But before that, I guess another thing that got me into it was, so yeah, here's another story, I guess. This is how stories work. So what else got me into that? And I think I'll maybe stop it after this story. Just two stories that I think should be good, because I think that's my average time. But we'll see how it goes. So the thing would, so the reason I got into like really into podcasts, I think, was because I joined the school newspaper, like the university newspaper. And so for the interviews, that's low key where I got the lav mic. We're not going to talk about that. Allegedly. And I. So I joined my school newspaper. And for that's where the lab, that's where we use, I learned how to use lav mics and other tech, and how to like interview people, relatively speaking. And so I joined the newspaper, and I was on one of the desks that handled like pop culture type stuff, so and goings on of the university. So I would, I interviewed like an a cappella group. I interviewed, who else did I interview? I interviewed some like law students. Oh man, who else? It was mock trial students. Yeah, that's where I talked to the law students. Who else? Who else? Oh man, I can't believe I'm blanking on this stuff right now. Dude, I walked around that university so much. Who else did I interview, man? Oh, I interviewed some jazz band students for like an Instagram segment that never got made because, it started raining, so it didn't work out. Yeah, and other stuff like that. So that's where I got into, like talking to people, and that's why I find it very fascinating because there's so many different stories. And like I was able to apply that in a realistic like context, and I enjoyed it, and that's why I want to continue doing it, and I just want to figure out the best way to do it, and I think this might be it. We'll see how successful it gets. Don't worry about that. So we'll see where it goes moving on. But yeah, I did. I think I wrote like 9 pieces for the paper. We just had a couple fallings out, mostly on my end, and I truly apologize. But, I was kind of just figuring out the stuff I was interested in and how to manage my responsibilities. So, I mean, I'm sorry for that, but, you live, you learn. And no harm done, really. There was no harm done. I just didn't join the next year. It was fine. So yeah, that's been, that was pretty much, I think that was at the least, yeah, I got, that was mostly my first semester, like, school life. I think there are some second semester stories that I could tell, but I think I might save those for next episode. And oh, okay, so here's a modern story I can tell. I'll connect this back to current day. So after freshman year, after a couple experiences with one like my friend, we hung out together for a couple months, and somehow we were gonna move in together next semester. So in like my second semester, we were gonna move in together, into the same room and switch rooms or whatever. And so somehow it just happened very quickly. Nobody knows. Nobody in the friend group knows how it happened. Regardless. So we got to this point, and he was like, dude, we've already done so many things, and it's freshman year. We're like maybe like four, five maybe months into college. And we've already had so many interesting experiences. You should, because I told him I'd like to write. And he was like, dude, you should totally write a book or like a movie about this. And I was immediately thrilled with that idea because I know it would be fantastic if it was done. If it was done properly, and obviously I would need their input, not all of them, but like a couple different inputs would, it would be, dude, if it was, it could be so interesting and so funny and so like dramatic. It's, and I think that's what I'm gonna use this podcast for, is I'm gonna tell stories like this because I think it's easier to definitely speak than to sometimes write. I mean, I think it definitely is because it's, you don't have to really filter the thoughts at all. You just say them. And sometimes that can be dangerous, but I think that's the editing process and that's how that works. You live, you learn. And so, again, I think that's what I'm going to use this podcast for, is to help me write a book. And I think if I just keep telling stories and keep talking to people, I think I can keep learning more stories and making the book a bit more interesting. And dude, this is like some fantasy level shit. And this is like a dream. We'll see how this happens, but we'll see how the rest of my life plays out. But I think that would be a lot of fun. So that's what I'm saying. I guess in a way, I'm putting this out in the audio universe and seeing how interesting my future will get. Imagine everything just falls apart. Everything. I'm just begging. 10 years. It's like 6 years from now. Like a couple years fresh out of college, I'm just begging in the streets. Imagine that would be so terrible. I'm so scared that that's gonna happen. But hopefully, that's what my major or my minor is for, to help me get a good job. Oh, dude, we'll see how that goes. That's going to be very interesting. I'll talk about that more when I think when I'm close to being done with it, because I feel like it'll be a bit more appropriate then to talk about, and I can provide a bit more context. Just like now, I'm talking about, freshman year stuff, so it's a bit, I have a bit more context around it, gained a bit more maturity, learned from those lessons, and, now I know how to, talk about them after telling them so many times. I can talk about it appropriately. So, you live, you learn. I guess that's the, dude, I think that's what I'm gonna title this episode. Water break. Got it, that's the title. You live, you learn, parentheses, water break. That's the title. That's good, dude. I love when that happens. I've noticed, so one of the podcasts I follow, there's another short story, and I think, I don't know, I think, well, 25, oh, I think, yeah, this one will cut close. All right, so I think I'll cut it off right after this story. So another podcast I follow is Staying In With Emily and Kumail, and I'm so sad that it has ended. It has come to a conclusion after 12 episodes, and the missing, technically, I think it was the 11th, but it was like supposed to be the 12th, so they would have had 13 episodes. But they skipped a week basically. And so we're missing a week, and it sucks. But, and I would love to have that extra week. I think 13 would round it out pretty nicely. I would love for them to go on forever, but sadly, it has come to an end. Regardless, one of the things they did quite often in that podcast was they talked. It's like in their conversation, they'd say some weird phrase, and that would be the title of their episode. And I love that. And I think that's what I love. I think I've done that maybe in the past episode, maybe in like episode two. Please go back and listen to that if you haven't already. Stick around with me, and you'll keep getting, I guess, more interesting stories and seeing how I grow. I mean, I'd love to see how the listeners grow as well. Excuse me. So I think, I'll look into starting up a Twitter, maybe like after a couple more episodes. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, so this has been another Alone at Home with Vinamra Kumar. And yes, I'm still pretty much alone at home, stuck with the family. Quarantine's pretty much over, but not really sure how I feel about that. So I'm pretty much staying at home. So yeah, still alone at home, guys. Hope you're having fun out there. Stay safe. Be cool. Yeah, that's the end. Okay, bye. Thanks for listening. Listen to everything. No, I don't know why I just said that. So thanks for listening, guys.